Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Anderson. Boggs scores. Barrett moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti has Barrett trapped. There's the throw to Harper and back to Gaetti, who tags Barrett for the out. Greenwell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson fires to first and picks off Burks. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parrish scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gaetti takes first base on ball four. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bush. Rice reaches second base with a double. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Reed moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Reed tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-0-0. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-0-0. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn now pitching. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on 4. Reed moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bush. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Greenwell moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Greenwell scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Benzinger now playing first base. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Smithson. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Greenwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Burks reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Larkin moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Kelvin Torv pinch hits for Al Newman. Kelvin Torve is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Torve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Larkin moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi now playing second base. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wynn, and towards Lombardozzi, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cerrone is 0 for 3 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.